With schools physically closed for the rest of the spring, families are working to find a way to keep spirits up and learning going. As WBUR's Max Larkin reports now, many families are finding play is an important part of that.
What do you like to make, Puppet?
Duck McStuffins.
You like to make Duck McStuffins?
At home in West Bridgewater, 10-year-old Mariah is putting on a puppet show, filmed by an audience of one, her mom, Melissa Winchell.
So ever since she was really, really young, I realized that one of the workarounds was creating play and fun opportunities for learning.
Before Mariah came along, Winchell raised two older children with disabilities. But still, she says, Mariah can be a struggle, even when school is open. Mariah has multiple diagnoses, including Down syndrome, autism, and oppositional defiant disorder.
We always say, if you have two hands, Mariah is three handfuls. I can't tell you how many times she hit me today or kicked me or spit in my face has been the new thing.
So the workaround of play is vital. It keeps the family calm and it keeps Mariah learning. For instance, Mariah's IEP, her individualized education program, calls for focus on money sense, change, subtraction, that kind of thing. Instead of printing out worksheets, Winchell makes little price tags and establishes an in-home store.
She goes up to her dad at the cash register and helps him figure out what buttons to push. She thinks that's like one of the best games ever. We know we're meeting an IEP goal.
But even with the bills and coins distributed and the storefront set up, Winchell says sometimes Mariah has no interest. So she and her husband have had to adopt an attitude of adaptation.
Instead of feeling like we have to meet certain standards every day, just being okay with the flux of things, because they'd never stay static.
That type of attitude might help us all navigate these seriously uncertain times, so says Ben Mardell.
Some comfort with ambiguity, some ability to take risks in a reasonable way, knowing that you can try something and then try it again and iterate. Those are all aspects of play.
Mardell is a researcher at the Pedagogy of Play Project at the Harvard Graduate School of Education. He says that during this time, families might benefit from playfully reimagining chores, schedules, and responsibilities. You might let kids loose in the kitchen, a calculated risk, or stage playful interludes that move the body or jolt the mind, from dance parties to role-playing, whatever works in your household. Even without seeing discrete academic content, Mardell says, children at play are often learning vital skills.
They may, I would argue, come back to school as stronger learners, more prepared to take initiative, to take agency, to explore.
The end result ought to be an environment that feels easier, happier, less stressful, and more intimate. But playfulness didn't come easy to Melissa Winchell.
I'm someone who is a control freak. I like there to be structure. I'm a highly structured, highly organized kind of person myself.
Believe it or not, this is not Winchell's first quarantine. 14 years ago, she and her eldest son spent a year apart from the world after a bone marrow transplant. That's when she started to see the role for play in her family's life. But Winchell would admit she's still learning. During this quarantine, she's making big sacrifices. Before the outbreak, Winchell was working 60-hour weeks as a professor at Bridgewater State University. Now she's working half that and teaching remotely. She's had to let passion projects go, and that naturally comes with some grief. Then with Mariah, there are pivots to make, accidents to clean up, and medications to administer.
I don't want to shortchange that there is drudgery in the day, just kind of these repetitive, boring tasks that happen over and over.
Winchell is a trained educator with an active husband and lots of life experience. She totally understands why a playful attitude is a lot to ask of parents right now. Then again, play has also been the thing to lighten some of the recent downcast days. During a dinnertime card game on one such day, Winchell says Mariah's jokes kicked off a laughing fit at the kitchen table for the whole family. That's life-changing stuff.
And I thought to myself, wow, I think this might be the first time all day I've laughed. Thank God for this.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.